Perfect 92 East Coast Radio.
It's also a happy Tuesday, feeling good to be back at work, happy as well. And experiences, I want to talk about that this afternoon. They bring joy, right? A lot of joy and excitement to our lives. And even though we all come from different walks of life, there are common experiences that we share as human beings that bring us together. At least I thought so. So imagine my shock and horror when I found out, and I'd like to introduce you to a member of the team. We've got a big team here. How's that saying go, Jean-Marie, when it's like it takes a village. It takes a village. There you go. So Jean-Marie is new to our team and she helps us behind the scenes in the show. And Jean-Marie, like myself, has also moved from Cape Town. I moved to from Joburg. And Jean-Marie moved from Cape Town to Durban recently to come and work here at East Coast Radio. And we got chatting. The other day we did this segment. It's our new movement we're doing every Thursday. Treat yourself Thursday. Fine leather goods. Treat yourself. Anyway, so we were listening to all of the things that you treated yourself to last week, and I was saying to myself, you know what? I could actually do with a bunny chow. I just feel like eating a bunny chow. You know, you just have those moments when you want to eat a bunny chow. And I'm assuming, and I suppose as a South African, maybe not everyone would eat a bunny chow, but if you've been to Durban, if you live in Durban, you've tried a bunny chow before. Jean-Marie then confidently proclaims that she's never had a bunny chow. I know, right? I'll wait for you to pick your mouth off the floor. I was gobsmacked as well. Jean-Marie, why have you never had a bunny chow?
I honestly don't know what to tell you. It's maybe because this is the first time that I've ever been in Durban. And it's always been with me like this thing, I don't want to try a bunny chow anywhere else. Like, I don't want to try one in Cape Town.
Okay.
So I've been waiting until I've gotten here.
Yes.
And do it, you know, justice.
Have you done that thing where everyone who comes to Durban asks, like, where to get the best bunny chow from? Have you been asking around?
Okay. Well, I haven't really been asking around.
All right. So you do know that bunny chows come in various flavors.
Yes.
And they're delicious. And it's just like, it's this carby heaven. And it's amazing. And I'm just really shocked that you've not done this. And to me, it seems like the most ordinary, common thing that I thought anybody would have. So I found some inspiration from Jean-Marie. I just honestly felt like eating a bunny chow is something we've all done because it's like buying a lotto ticket. Please tell me you've bought a lotto ticket before. Please don't tell me you've never bought a lotto ticket. Jean-Marie, don't disappoint me.
I feel like if we start with this list, then it's going to go on like very, very long.
So you've never bought a lotto ticket?
No.
Please don't tell me you've never watched Titanic, because everyone has watched Titanic.
I know that I've done.
All right. I'll tell you something that I've never done. I've never changed a car tire. But in my defense, I've never had to.
Never had to.
I've never had to change a car tire. Leave it at that. Let me live. Okay. But okay, so then we found out today, Jean-Marie, a member of our team, has never had a bunny chow. So I found some inspiration from her, and I want to hear from you this afternoon. 061-792-9495. What's the most ordinary thing you've never done, you've never tried, you've never eaten? A lot's coming through on our WhatsApp line.
Hey Vic, how you doing? Hope you're doing well and had a great weekend. Okay, so the most ordinary thing that I have not done is I have not ever tasted alcohol or drank in my life. And I feel that's an ordinary thing just because I know everyone around me, from family to friends, everyone drinks, whether it be wine or whatever. Yeah, so I have not ever tasted alcohol or drank in my life. Thanks, Vic. Have a great day.
You know what, Karusha, I'm going to let you have that one, and I'm not going to ask more. I learned some etiquette skills the other day. When someone says they don't drink, don't ask them. Keep it moving, and that's what we're going to do. A lot of other stuff that came through on WhatsApp, actually on Facebook, you hit us up. I'm seeing snails. In your defense, I think snails is not an ordinary thing. I've never tried snails before. I don't think it's a thing here, really. Oysters is coming through a lot. Bungee jumping. Blue cheese. Sushi. Understandably so. So we got on this because I introduced you earlier to one of the newest members on our team. She's freshly... When can you call you a Durbanite? I'm not sure when I can be called one either. I think like after a year or two. Jean-Marie moved from Cape Town. She's working on the team because, hey, it takes a village to do this show. And Jean-Marie told us that she's never attempted a bunny chow before. Shock, horror. I'll wait for you to pick up your mouth from the floor. I'm also gobsmacked. Jean-Marie, I've got a special caller for you on the line from Hollywood Bunnies. Who are we saying hello to?
Hi, Vic. How's it, Jean-Marie? How are you guys doing?
Hi, I'm good, and you?
Good. Well, we were just listening at the office, Hollywood Bunny Barn. We couldn't believe you haven't had a bunny chow. And you've been in Durban for how long?
Well, only about 2 weeks.
But still, I mean, she's never had a bunny chow.
No, you should have had it on the day you arrived. I mean, that kind of thing. And seeing that you've only been here for so long, we'd love to give you your first taste of Durban and deliver a bunny chow to you there at the offices.
Oh my gosh.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Devin. Devin, do I get a bunny chow too? Because, I mean, I know I've had one before, but I'd also like one.
Well, Vic, you're back from Joburg, so yeah, we can give it to you as a welcome home.
Oh, I love it. All right. right, so what are our options?
Well, you've got the choice of lamb or sugar beet. So it's whether you're carnivore or vegetarian, it's up to you.
I think being a vegetarian and wanting to enjoy my first bunny chow experience, I'd go for the sugar beans.
Yay! Okay, so you can have the sugar beans, I'll have the lamb, and then maybe I'll taste some of the sugar beans from you. That sounds amazing. Devin from Hollywood Bunny Bar, thank you so much for hooking us up. That sounds amazing. Looking forward to this. I'm so happy that we could actually make Jean-Marie's experience in Dermot a little bit spicier.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No worries, guys. See you shortly.
Yay. All right, there you have it. Devin from Hollywood Bunny Bar hitting up Jean-Marie with the sugar beans bunny, because Jean-Marie is also vegetarian and she's never had a bunny before. Shocking. Hit us up 0617929495. What's something ordinary that you've never attempted? Actually, believe it or not, I told you I've never changed a tire. Jean-Marie doesn't drive, but somehow she's changed a car tire. I want to find out more about that a little bit later. And on that note, Robin happened to be listening. Good afternoon, Robin.
Hello.
Robin, it's Vic from East Coast. You have been living in Durban for over 45 years.
That is right, and I've never had a bunny chow.
OMG. Please, how have you never had a bunny chow? Why?
I have actually no idea. I have eaten rotis, and yeah. I have eaten from Johnny's Chicken Ranch, which I know is famous, but never a bunny.
All right. Would you be open to trying one?
Yes, absolutely.
Robin, well, I'm very happy to tell you that Devin from Hollywood Bunny Bar is going to send you a bunny chow. We've given him your details, and then he's going to deliver one to you today. And I'm dying to find out how your first bunny chow experience goes.
I will send you pictures.
Yay.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. There's a first time for everything. Have an awesome Tuesday afternoon.
And you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.